Yes, please.
Give me Senator Russell.
Yes, Mr. President. Ready, sir.
Dick?
Yes.
Did you have a good night's sleep?
No, sir. I didn't sleep too good last night, but pretty good.
What's the matter? Do you call?
Well, I had to cough, and then the air conditioning broke down here. And...
Well, damn it, why don't you come up here and live? I'll keep my air conditioning going. I got a half a dozen beds. You better just move out of that damn shacky place you are in.
I'd be all right. Didn't have me surrounded down here with all this construction and road work and everything. I reckon you can hear all that business going on down there, even over the phone. Well, that makes it more binding. Did that other carrier ever got out there yet?
No, just two of them.
But we
said, we've got one on the way. Yeah.
It ought to be about to get there.
I think another day. I may be wrong, but.
If they did, I'd just pick the targets up there in North Vietnam as the most value, including all the yards and storage facilities at Hanoi. And I'd try to use some of these bombers that fly a little high for the first run or two, so you wouldn't lose so many of the fighter bombers. They said we'll go in to make sure that you have cleaned them out. I just don't know anything else to do. We'll put our hands in the plow now.
You're all getting going along pretty well up there in the Senate, aren't you? Getting rid of stuff?
Yeah, we're getting in.
How are you appropriating? How are you appropriating?
Bill's fine. We're going to report out the agriculture and one other this morning. and the civil functions is ready to go. We in excellent shape. Defenses are, you've already signed in, I guess.
Well, I just want to visit with you, and I'll be. Did you tell me?
No, sir. I didn't know exactly. But the Russians, when they were all on good terms and they were all having all the trouble over the 7th Fleet, when you were messing up old man Eisenhower's...
Where'd you get all that stuff? I never messed up anything.
Well, you just put about 4 or 5 amendments on there.
Oh, I didn't know.
Tied his hand and had him reporting in the morning before breakfast for you.
Don't you all tear my foreign aid bill up now, you damn isolationists and the fortress, you fortress America fellas.
Well,
Hoover's got his birthday, you know. You don't want to forget him.
Who's that?
Hoover.
Herbert.
Herbert.
Boy, is that right? Is that right today, is it?
10th, I think. What is today?
Well, they'll all rejoice over him over there. I'll get along without that. But he's a fine old man.
That's right. But you still remember when there's ain't no rabbit, don't you?
Yes. I remember the Hoover cards, too.
I asked him down
at home once, twice, when they speak down the last part. That thing back just talking about who I said, how many of y'all remember how just what is a Hoover card?
What is it? I didn't know.
Hoover card was when they took the wheels off automobile and put them on a wagon. But the tires there, we had them in Georgia. It was a great son. A fella couldn't run his automobile.
You mean because he didn't have gas?
Didn't have gas, and then his thing run down too and broke down. Couldn't buy any parts or nothing. So he put the wheels on the wagon.
Say hi to old Bobby. He ran off and didn't even tell me goodbye. He figured I was so busy.
Because I never had, that was one of the kindest, most charitable things y'all have done.
So oh, I thought he was so sweet, and I thought he looked fine, Dick.
He looked so
I believe
better.
He's all right. I don't believe he's got
in
trouble.
He
had some color in his face, and he was, I thought he was going to be a sour.
He's weak, though, but he's coming along. And he looked much better. He looked much better.
Well, you feel good about it.
I was going to write Ladybird a little bit over today. That was the greatest of her charities.
We sure did enjoy them. It makes you feel better about the country to see all those children, don't it?
Well, they're good ones.
Yeah,
they're well trained, too. They're not good children. They behave.
They're just perfect here, and they just had more curiosity than any kids you ever saw.
Don't say how bad about but that,
they didn't
but that's
get,
a Russell Phelan.
They didn't get their hands in any cookie jar.
Well, that's a Russell Phelan, that curiosity. They will ask 1,000 questions and probe in everywhere.
They liked those dogs, didn't they?
Oh, Lord. Old Trip, he thought he had it made. He gets along with dogs.
Dick, enjoyed talking to you.
I'll see you, Mr. President.
Bye.